Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's the first, like, real Going In Raw for the new year, because we just did, like, a predictions episode last week.
Yeah.
And we're back on video. Look, we can't always be on video. Sometimes we have to do things remotely because of reasons.
Yeah.
So, this is, we're on video now, so just appreciate it.
Yeah, sometimes it has to happen.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
There's a whole lot going on. Our Twitters explode whenever there's big news, and there's been a lot of exploding and big news over the past couple days.
Uh-huh.
But first, as always, we're going to start off with 2016.
Raw cap?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah, it's Raw cap of 2016. It's the first Raw cap of 2016.
Oh, I suppose that's correct.
2016 Raw cap. Opening segment, main event.
Well, this is the whole Roman Reigns angle.
Yeah. Roman Reigns. I think number one, he's starting to find himself. It's weird. The belt, I think, is giving him a little confidence.
That could be.
I think he's better on the mic.
Well, it helps that he's not on the mic as much.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, he's got some good intensity going. I was okay. You know what? I saw the Hulu version of Raw, and I was okay with it. I thought there was some good stuff going on.
The first and last hours were pretty watchable.
Yeah.
The middle hour.
See, that's where I have the benefit of Hulu.
I know. Not so much.
Don't get to see it. I didn't actually see the Social Outcast, because they didn't have the Social Outcast on Hulu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to cut something.
But yeah, I'll agree that during the main event, Roman did a very good job with his performance, not just in terms of the wrestling aspect, but the acting aspect.
I like that they gave him some motivation.
Yeah.
You know, he says, more than I think about it, the motivation behind needing the belt is really powerful if you know you're going to get fired if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's going. He's like, if I lose, this is my ticket. This is my...
He's the good guy version of Kevin Owens.
Right, exactly. He's like, this is how I feed my family. If I don't have this, I know I'm out of here. I like the bit where Stephanie said, what did she say? I'm going to work you so hard. I'm going to make sure that you're going across the globe fighting everyone. I'm like, that's kind of their regular schedule.
Yeah,
like,
I
felt that was kind of like, you know that's what you do to your people anyway.
That's why everybody's hurt right now.
Exactly.
But there was that moment in the main event when Vince went down to count the pinfall but didn't. Mm-hmm. And Roman Reigns kind of sat himself up and his expression was great and he was kind of muttering to himself.
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
all
yeah.
really good.
No, I liked that. You're right.
I thought the main event was slightly overbooked though.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it was. It was. They were trying to recapture the magic of that last one.
Yeah.
Where he won the belt.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, it's better than something that's boring. It's better than
I agree.
A crap finish. I love the Royal Rumble match
mm-hmm.
being for the belt.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
It's something different.
It's something different. And that's what I love about it.
And it makes sense now that our book of the match for this month is Royal Rumble 92, because that was the last time the belt was on the line during Royal Rumble.
Exactly. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about the Rumble match now that it's for the belt.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
Is Roman Reigns...
Some early contenders.
...going to walk away from the Rumble with the belt?
I don't know.
I say no. I say he gets it at WrestleMania.
I'm leaning that way, too.
Yeah.
So, but now that this is the case, I'm almost thinking it's going to be Reigns, Triple H, for the belt at WrestleMania. Like, Triple H is going to walk into Mania with the belt.
Triple H?
The belt, yeah.
You think... Hold on a second. You think Triple H is going to win the Rumble?
Could.
Whoa!
At the least, he's going to prevent Roman from winning it.
I think you don't think it's going to be Brock?
It could be.
I think it might be
Brock. But with Cena's injury, I think it kind of tosses a bunch of plans out the window.
Okay, let's say if it's not Reigns, I think it's... Honestly, if it's not Reigns, it's one person, and that's Brock Lesnar.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that Brock versus Reigns at WrestleMania makes sense.
Oh, it does. Totally, yeah.
And Reigns either defending... And I think now it makes more sense than ever that Brock wins the belt at the Rumble, because if the Rumble's not going to be for a number one contendership, what's obviously they can do a million different ways to establish a number one contendership because he has to fight at WrestleMania. But what better way to get what you had last year, but in a positive fan way? Now you have the possibility that fans are going to boo Reigns not winning the Rumble.
Here's another thing, though, to think about. This is what I got to thinking about. They might still be worried about the fan reaction if Reigns were to beat Lesnar at WrestleMania, But I don't think there's any question if Reigns beats Triple H at Mania, Reigns is going to get cheered.
I think, honestly, I think you're right, but I think at this point, they're all in on Roman Reigns getting the crowd reaction he's getting right now, because right now he's getting some good crowd reactions.
Yeah, he is.
And I think that they probably think, and if I was them, I'd probably think this correctly too. I think they're over a hump with him.
A bit, yeah.
I think obviously there's still the jury is still out to a degree. Like, yeah, we're still like, okay, this could go south any time now.
Yeah.
But they have to be very happy with where they're at.
Oh yeah, I think if they want to solidify that, they think that Triple H Reigns would probably be the way to go over Lesnar.
I see. I disagree with that. I think that Lesnar is the monster. He's the mountain. I think you give him the belt of the Rumble, and then you have Reigns take it from him.
No, I understand and I agree with that. I do. I'm guessing what they think.
Oh, I think that they would.
Well, when is Triple H and Reigns going to have their match then? At Fastlane?
Fastlane. No, Lesnar's scheduled to be. See, this thing. Lesnar's scheduled to be flat at Fastlane,
I know,
too. I don't know if Lesnar, if Triple H Reigns is on the docket right now.
Oh, yeah.
Why would it be?
Because Reigns destroyed Triple H last time they're in the building together on TV.
Why can't Triple H do his thing as part of the Authority?
Because WrestleMania is coming up and Triple H has to be on the card.
Then have it be Triple H Rock.
Rock's not wrestling this year.
This is not going to be Reigns versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
We'll see.
Triple H. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It would surprise me. It's going to be Brock versus Reigns. Who's Brock going to fight at WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Daniel Bryan?
Kevin Owens?
All right. Well, let's talk. What else can we talk? Well, we're going to talk about the injury situation.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
We'll figure out WrestleMania. We'll book WrestleMania.
I brought up Kevin Owens, so let's talk about Kevin Owens Neville, which you said you didn't see all of it. But it was a really good match.
You know what? I was waiting. Somebody on Twitter said, hey, did you see that part where Neville jumped off the top rope and did and like flipped and landed on Owens?
Yeah.
I think I was kind of waiting for that. I kept on looking over, waiting for that. I was doing something else at the time.
Yeah.
Man, I can watch. And this is the funny thing. Like, we talk extensively about Owens and Ambrose because those are our two guys. Neville's so good in the ring,
dude.
He is so flipping good.
And I thought it was actually pretty good last night. He had the rib tape.
Yeah.
And his slammy.
Yeah.
That was good. That was
very good.
Yeah, he came out with a slammy.
That's good. That's funny.
Just little things like that, though, give him some personality, which he really needs.
Which he really needs. Because when he talks, he talks like he has rocks in his mouth. And some of my Twitter followers, this English ones, have been like, that's his accent, dude. That particular region, that's where he comes from.
Accent.
That's his accent.
Yeah,
that's rocks accent. In the mouth is where they talk from over there. Which is fine. Like, I like that. I don't know. We talked about this off camera a little bit a couple days ago when we were talking about Finn Balor and the Bullet Club possibly coming in. And we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of thing where I think that this is where stories are crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a guy, like I mentioned this as an example, Ken Shamrock got over back in the day a couple times because he was in a couple of interesting stories.
Stories provide avenues to flesh out character.
Exactly. But without a story, a personality can still succeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But without story, a guy like Neville, who doesn't really have a strong projection of a personality, it's really hard for them to do it. Now, he can do it better than somebody than say, Finn Balor, because Neville, I can watch him in the ring all day long.
Yeah.
Like, his moves are insane.
Mm-hmm.
But so I feel like a good story for him could get him over. He's not the kind of guy you put a belt on and just expect him to make the belt popular and make the belt mean something.
No, the stories have to make his character meaningful. Yeah.
Exactly. It's always kind of difficult for guys like that to have longevity, though, I feel, in terms of getting over.
I don't know. Because Rey Mysterio was popular for a decade.
Where do you want to go with Rey Mysterio?
No,
okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He was a smaller, athletic guy who succeeded more based on what he can do in the ring as opposed to his mic skills or his personality.
Yeah. He also had an underdog thing going for him that Neville, I think, is too buff to be an underdog. I know people talk about his size, but when I look at him, when I think of him, when I think of Rey Mysterio, I think small guy. When I think of Neville, I don't think small guy.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, just stylistically, when you're a high flyer in WWE, which has historically favored the larger, brawnier type wrestlers, I think by that token alone, you are kind of an underdog.
Yeah.
Especially with no cruiserweight division.
That's true. He is sort of a bulkier guy, though.
He is.
He doesn't project small guy, though. Like, Kalisto projects small guy because he is small. Daniel Bryan kind of projects small guy because he plays that angle up. Neville never really played that angle up.
He doesn't play it up, but his moveset is one his of moveset a smaller is, guy. His moveset is,
yeah.
So in that sense, he does project smaller yeah. guy.
Let's see here. Owens versus Neville. Yeah, it was a good match.
Owens can get a good match out of anybody, it seems like.
He really can.
I mean, Neville is good in the ring, but I think the most enjoyable Neville match I've seen since he's been on Main.
Did you watch Kevin Owens' interview with Michael Cole on WWE.com?
No.
It was 4 minutes long, but it was pretty entertaining 4 minutes. I love Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens might be my favorite guy right now.
You know, I think he is mine too. Because he's not even polished on the mic. But it's just him.
I know.
And he is an entertaining guy. Like, he'll stumble over his words and not care.
Yeah. It's great.
It is great. The Divas. Charlotte turned heel. Or turned. She's
fully,
been a heel.
But she... fully turned.
She turned on Becky Lynch.
Yeah. That was a really good match.
That was a really good match, Becky. And I'm glad that I really want to see Becky Lynch get a title run somewhere mm-hmm. down the line. Mm-hmm. Or just keep her involved in good stories mm-hmm. and stuff. Because I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's really good.
Let's see here. Were there any... I just watched the Hulu version. Was there another Divas match? Did Sasha Banks do anything?
That was it.
Really?
Yeah.
The New Day... Oh, and Jericho came back mm-hmm. and announced that he was going to...
be in the Rumble.
Yeah. Not winning anything.
Nope.
Not winning that. Although I read on the Dirt Sheets he might be back for a little while.
Okay.
So that's good.
He's still not winning anything.
Their injury situation is desperate, so it
necessitated some addition of star power, even though his star faded years ago.
Yeah. New Day worked with him really well. Their
yes.
back and forth promos. I'd like to see Jericho revert back to WCW. Jericho, just a scotch. Just a little bit. You know? A little bit more of the.
I know he just trots out the greatest hits.
He's a little too cool for school, and I need him to be a bit more Jericho-holic. Yeah, goofy.
Yeah, he needs to be
raw
goofier.
As Jericho. Just a little bit. Grow out your hair.
But now he just comes out.
He wears a vest with no shirt on.
I know.
That's weird.
He just comes out and trots out his catchphrases, and that's it.
He looks like a custom created character with just a vest. Like yeah. You're just like, oh man, how did I do that? Do that sometimes? Like, you have your whole character done, and then you, like, edit some layers, and you're like, how did I do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was the only wearing a vest.
Or you know, like, you can select a default character, or you can just have the computer create one.
Yeah.
And then it spits this thing out.
Yeah.
And what we saw last night was Jericho as created character spit out by a created character thing.
Created by console. And then Social Outcasts, which are such outcasts, they were excluded from Hulu. Maybe that should be their angle. Like, we're not on the Hulu version, really?
I know.
Yeah, what do you think of the new Job Squad?
I don't understand why.
They need screen time.
They're on the roster. No, I understand all that. But, first of all, I don't understand why Heath Slater seems to be the de facto leader of any stable.
Well, he was the de facto leader of Three Man Band. Look exactly. how well they were. They did good. They lasted a lot longer than they should have. That's for damn sure.
Well, that's for sure, but most of the time they were on the losing end of squash matches.
Well, that's the point of Social Outcasts. Why not the ultimate?
Bo Dallas should not be involved in it whatsoever.
Bo Dallas.
I don't think, except with the exception of Curtis Axel, like, they're doing something with Adam Rose. Like, the Rose Bush segment is funny.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Do that for another month.
And how old is Adam Rose?
I think he's in his early, mid-30s.
Early?
Mid-30s?
Mid-40s.
He's not that old.
He looks old.
Not really.
Come on. He looks old.
He doesn't look that old.
He looks like he's trying his damnedest not to have a gut. Like he has to work out 5 hours a day not to have a belly.
I don't know anything about that. But I don't think...
He has old man body.
Okay.
He does have old man body. He kind of has old man face.
Ric Flair had old man body when he was in his 20s.
Oh, he had old man body for a long time. I feel like Leon Kruger didn't have old man body 10 years ago.
But yeah, Bo Dallas should not be involved in that.
No, he shouldn't.
Adam Rose should not be involved in it.
No. Bo Dallas, man, they could be doing so much more.
They really dropped the ball with that guy.
They have really dropped the ball with
him. And he still has the white trunks. The same pair of white trunks, I think.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler on SmackDown said, you look like a dancing baby. He said, why are you dressing like a dancing baby? It's true. They're dirty, white, almost translucent trunks.
They're pretty gross.
So eventually we're going to see his butt crack.
Yeah.
this fat ass.
But when I saw the Social At cast, I just thought, I would love
to talk to Evald about Bo Dallas. Because he always thought it was the funniest thing. I laughed harder than maybe... The only time I could think of that I laughed harder was at Ace Ventura 2 when he comes out of the rhino's ass. But when me and Evald were watching an episode, a pay-per-view 10 years ago, 15 mm-hmm. years ago, and Gene, remember Gene Snitsky?
Yeah.
He had the longest nipples you'd ever see on a guy. And when he came out, Evald and I were laughing so fucking hard. I remember that vividly. I was literally hurting. Evald would get a kick out of fat Bo Dallas. Anyways, what's next?
When I saw Social Outcast, I just thought, why? Why is this a thing?
I mean, I get it. They need some... I mean, I know what you're saying. I know Adam Rose is doing something and Bo Dallas is... But they've both been doing things. I don't know. I don't know what you do with Adam Rose. I feel like he's just... save those paychecks, Adam. I feel like you're this close to Releaseville.
He's good on the Rosebush segments.
I know. I like Adam Rose.
Yeah.
I like him. I liked him when he had the rave crowd with him, the groupies.
They didn't really do anything with that either.
They didn't. I like that. That was a gimmick I thought you could have gotten away from, you could eventually develop out of.
Yeah. They just don't do anything with people.
There's no NXT talk this week.
No, it was a clip show.
They did a fucking clip show. Although, you know what? We can talk about Breaking Ground for a moment.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch the finale yet.
Neither have I, but I'm going to go back to the Scott Hall episode.
Yeah, that was really good.
It was really good because Scott Hall was on it. Apollo Crews needs a lot more time in NXT. Scott Hall made a point, because they asked Scott Hall to talk to Apollo Crews about his talking skills. Mm-hmm. And Scott Hall said, it just looks like you're cutting a promo. He's like, talk how you normally talk. How does Apollo Crews... I think that's when you need to be a heel. Is if... Because I hear him talk like I'm Breaking Ground, like normal, and I'm like, I'm not that compelled. But if this guy suddenly was a dick and started doing really bad things, I don't care how he talks. Because then his actions are speaking a lot more. I think he needs to be a heel.
Yeah.
Bring him in and like... He's obviously not the beast that Brock Lesnar is. But bring him in kind of in that manner. Because he can dominate and look like he's dominating.
Yes.
If they brought him in like that, you don't really need to talk. I'm trying to think of how you can bring him up to Maine, because I don't buy him yet on Maine. But everything about him except for his personality, I buy. I just don't want another blank slate up there. I don't want another guy who doesn't talk and he's trying to be a babyface.
Yeah.
You can not talk good and be a heel. I think.
Not talk good.
Yeah, I'd be a heel.
Steve just did a heel turn right now.
Exactly.
Well, and also I think heels, they're just allowed to do so much more in terms of their character. When you're a babyface, there's a very specific window you seem like you have to stick in.
Here's my idea for Apollo Crews. And you kind of got a glimpse of it. This is so... buried in NXT, but like a couple months ago when he was going to fight Tyler Breeze at whatever next fucking thing it was, he looked at Tyler Breeze when they had an encounter in the hallway very condescendingly. I want that to be him. I don't want him to be just a regular babyface. I want him to be condescending. Remember when Brock Lesnar started laughing at The Undertaker? When Brock Lesnar laughed at Cena when he was just destroying him, I kind of want that to be Apollo Crews. He doesn't have to be like a bad guy heel. But just come in and lay people out and laugh at them.
Yeah.
Don't be like intense angry. Just be like, I'm so much fucking better than you. Why are you even bothering? And be like somewhat, I think Baron Corbin should be.
If he cared.
But I kind of like his apathetic thing. Apollo Crews needs to, because I'm trying to think of, because you're big on Apollo Crews. And I want to buy into him.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to just be condescending. I want him to just sort of laugh people off.
Well, I think Apollo Crews has all the tools.
Yeah.
I mean, in the ring, he's great.
Yeah, oh yeah. He also needs a more devastating finisher.
Well, yeah.
I've never been a fan of the sit-down powerbomb.
Yeah, and yeah, the one he had before that was impressive.
Isn't that just a flip?
Standing back.
Which is, yeah, very impressive. I can't do that myself. I'm not saying that it's not impressive. But you can't hit it on somebody. You can't hit somebody with that.
It doesn't look destructive.
When somebody's already taken a nap and then you hit them with a finisher, doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem effective.
Yeah.
you can't do it out of nowhere. That was always the best finisher you can do out of nowhere. Pop-up powerbomb like Kevin Owens does, that's fucking dope.
Like the RKO.
Yeah.
Never see it coming.
But then Kevin Owens also has like a... Kevin Owens has like five other moves that should be finishers.
I know. That cradle pile driver he did in Ring of Honor.
Oh my God. Just destroying people legit.
And we did that powerbomb style to Cena for the first time in their first match or second match.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I know. So good. Okay, so let's talk about John Cena.
Yeah.
So John Cena is injured. Breaking news last night from when we filmed this, so a couple days ago. His shoulder, he got an injury. He has to have surgery. He's going to be out.
Apparently, he has a torn rotator cuff, if rumors are true. 6 months.
Jesus.
He's going to be on the shelf.
What is happening?
Why is everybody getting hurt?
But you know what? You know how I feel. Just off the top of my head, this is how I feel. This is a great opportunity for one of our favorites to step up. Owens, Ambrose, one of those guys. What is this shaking out to be? This is shaking out to be... Here's another reason why I think... Who could Lesnar fight at WrestleMania that would matter, that would make a difference? This is why I don't think you're going to see Triple H reigns at WrestleMania.
Wrestle WrestleMania that would make a difference? You mean for Lesnar or for the person he's fighting?
That would make it, Dan. That would matter more. What matters most? How do you use Lesnar? You have Lesnar. How do you use him to make him most effective? You use him, you get Reigns over using Lesnar.
Well, you can use him to get a lot of people over.
Let me ask you this. Do you buy a Lesnar-Owens match?
I could, because I think Heyman and Owens could have some pretty good verbal sparring. That would make it captivating. And I think the match they could put on would be really good. It'd be really, really physical.
The match that stands out to me, I think, that makes me buy into it more is when Owens fought Ryback. I always look at Ryback and I think prototypical wrestler because he's just big. And I know that's what they're getting away from now. Let me ask you this. Do you buy Dean? I almost buy Dean Ambrose versus Lesnar more just because Dean Ambrose is crazy.
Mm.
But he's so skinny.
Yeah.
He's so skinny.
Because I always think about how Lesnar was dominating Seth Rollins before The Undertaker interfered.
I think it has to be Reigns-Lesnar.
We've been saying that for a long time, and I agree with you. That's what I think it should be. Yeah. But I'm just saying there's going to be a Triple H Reigns match sometime. There has to be.
Raw.
Triple H is going to be involved in WrestleMania. I think he's going to be on the card.
Final.
Especially with a lack of star power.
Network house show special.
That turns out to not be broadcast.
Superstars main event.
NXT. Let me ask you this.
Exclusive.
Do you think they're going to try bringing in some people like Jericho, but obviously Jericho already came back, to enhance the star power of the show? Like, do you think they're going to finally clear Daniel Bryan to come back?
That's a big question. That's a huge question.
Imagine the pop if he came out during the Royal Rumble.
Huge. And if the Royal Rumble end, because it's already compelling. Man.
I feel like the 30 guys in the Royal Rumble have to be the best 30 guys they can put together. Like, money should be no object. Just go out and bring the most captivating...
Goldberg in the Rumble?
Yeah.
In the Rumble, though?
Yeah.
In the Rumble?
Make it interesting.
Yeah, or to set up WrestleMania. Yeah, yeah.
They can use that Rumble match to set up the entire WrestleMania card.
Okay. Let's talk WrestleMania. Let's just go ahead to WrestleMania, because I kind of agree with you. But it all ends at WrestleMania. So I'm going to say WrestleMania is going to be Reigns-Lesnar for the belt. And I think Lesnar's going to have the belt. I think Lesnar's going to win at Royal Rumble.
Okay. I don't disagree with you.
Because I think that does a lot.
It can, yeah.
That does a lot.
I mean, I think that was the original motivation to have Lesnar beat The Undertaker. So when Reigns beat him,
yeah. It
was, you know, Reigns beat the guy that beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
So you have Lesnar with the belt coming out of the Rumble. Reigns maybe has to fight for the number one contendership.
Mm-hmm.
He gets through all that adversity. That's what they've realized, that put Reigns through some real adversity, have him been beat down and have to fight through it, and then you got your guy.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. I think maybe somewhere along the way, Superstars, NXT, you have Triple H, Reigns, but maybe that's put off for a little while. I think Triple H is going to just try to put Reigns through hell as opposed to being the one delivering it.
I'd just say he's going to be on the WrestleMania card.
Okay, that's fine. But Triple H versus who then?
Other than Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What makes sense? What if they tell Daniel Bryan, we'll clear you, but you have to work with Triple H?
We've already seen that kind of, though.
Yeah, we have.
Well, let's start. I think we, apart from the title match, the one match that needs to be decided is who the Undertaker is wrestling. And I have some thoughts on that.
Okay.
Assuming this is the Undertaker's last match.
Okay.
Who makes the most sense for him to wrestle? Of available people. Because we have no Sting, we have no Cena.
He's already done Wyatt, that was boring.
There's one name that should come to mind instantly for you.
I mean, Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my idea for this.
Make that interesting. Go ahead.
If you remember when the Wyatts beat down The Undertaker, they took him to the back,
Yeah.
And they did the same to Kane.
Yeah.
But they never really did anything with it.
Sure.
So how about, you know, Undertaker comes back at Royal Rumble, maybe he's in the Rumble, the Wyatts eliminate him. Fastlane, they have a match, Undertaker, Wyatt. Kane comes out, you think, to help The Undertaker, but he ends up helping Wyatt because Kane is now a sleeper agent, because when he was under the Wyatts, when he's captured by the Wyatts,
Yeah. You
know, they brainwashed him a little bit.
I like that.
And so he's a sleeper agent now, leads to a feud at WrestleMania.
That's cool. I like that.
Another idea I had is have, and, you know, it'd be good for the guy Undertaker's fighting to give him that exposure, but there's no chance he would win. Of course, Kane's not going to win either. Would be bring Finn Balor up.
Ooh.
With the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
And you know, that's kind of like what the Wyatts did. Just come and beat the shit out of him. Beat the shit out of him every week.
Yeah.
It'd be good for those guys.
Yeah.
Give them great exposure. Make them feel important.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Finn would eventually lose at WrestleMania.
Okay, so let's springboard now. Let's talk about the Bullet Club.
Well, do you have any other people do you think conceivably could fight The Undertaker? I mean, I think Owens could. They could build that matchup. I don't know what motivation they would have. The match would be good because
Owens. They could do that with Owens. No, I think it's going to be Owens Ambrose.
If that's
the case, going to be the SmackDown main event this week, though. So I wonder if they're going to use that as their blow off match.
It could.
No.
But if it was at WrestleMania, they'd have to have some stipulation. It'd have to be like a ladder match or something.
Yeah. They could put together a hell of a match. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out after SmackDown. We'll find out on the next Raw if they're going to let Owens and. And I don't know, man. I mean, who else could he fight? I mean, who could they bring in? Sting is still injured. I like your idea about Kane, and I like the idea of the Wyatt family.
It's not a money match, but story-wise, it
makes sense. I don't know. How about this? Daniel Bryan, Kurt Angle at WrestleMania.
That'd be great.
Because who else makes sense for Daniel Bryan? Who would make sense for Daniel Bryan? Let's say they clear him.
Everybody you can think of is hurt.
Yeah.
Triple H would be the only other person that makes sense. But we've seen it before.
Yeah. Bring in Kurt Angle.
That'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
I don't know if Kurt Angle would still be under contract at WrestleMania, though.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. Let's talk about the Bullet Club.
Okay.
Oh, is that not according to your notes?
No, I'm just seeing if there's anything else here we can talk about. I guess we got most of it.
Opponents for... Yeah. We have time. What was your initial reaction when you found out that they potentially, rumor has it, potentially, possibly being signed by WWE? Did you see the great Finn Balor Instagram post? I love that. That was great.
I thought it would be, it offered tons of potential.
Yeah.
In terms of they could package Finn Balor so he might be interesting. Yeah. If the point is to do something Bullet Club-esque, whether he is the leader of the new Bullet Club or we have the Bullet Club come in to feud with him.
Either way, I like that second part.
Yeah, I think that'd be more interesting.
I love that second part because then you can have AJ Styles versus Finn Balor at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing. That'd be fantastic. I really want them to license that damn Bullet Club shirt for WWE. I really want them to do that. Don't know if they're going to.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Have no idea.
It'd be great, though.
It'd be fantastic.
But I also thought that I really don't like AJ Styles.
I really don't like AJ Styles. And in fact, when I first saw that he signed, I was like, what a fucking bummer. I don't want him in WWE. Mm-hmm. I want him on my TV. Jim Ross says he's the best wrestler that they would have.
Hmm.
Make that do what you will with that. Jim Ross says he's the best wrestler that would be on their roster if he signed.
Really?
Yes.
Better than Cesaro. Better than Rollins. Better than Daniel Bryan.
According to Jim Ross.
Jim Ross does know his stuff, though. So
he does know his stuff. I'm just not a... I've said this before. I don't want NXT to turn into TNA Lite. And thank goodness James Storm's fat ass signed back with TNA for more money. I'm sorry, he looks fat.
He is in his late 30s.
That's fine. I'm fat too. I'm in my late 30s. I'm not out there with my chonies on, am I?
Apparently he's in better shape in NXT than he was in TNA. That's what I read.
I know, but you know what?
Like, he still moves pretty well for a guy his size.
He's a decent wrestler. There's nothing for him to do. Like, you come off as the only guy. I'll tell you this: the only TNA guy that I would love to see come out during the Rumble.
Ethan Carter?
No.
No, you don't like that guy?
No, he washed out of NXT. No, fuck that guy. I don't like him. I've seen his promos. He's terrible.
Oh, okay.
I don't care what Ulysses says. He's terrible.
Okay.
Bobby fucking Roode.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's legit as fuck.
Yeah.
That guy is fucking legit. Bring him out for the Rumble. I would love Bobby fucking Roode. Not James Storm. I'm so rude. I'm sorry. But, no, I like James Storm's fine. I'm sure he's a nice human being. But he signed for like $250,000 in TNA. So good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. No, I'm just, neither of us like AJ Styles. I don't like the Styles Clash.
No.
Because it's broken a lot of necks.
Yeah, too many.
People don't know how to pancake instead of, you know,
wrestlers are used to tucking their chin when doing a move. But if you do that, the odds are you're probably going to hurt yourself.
I don't like that. When the odds, like, you mess up one, like, oh, I forgot to do this. I forgot to do the thing that I'm always trained to do.
And then you break your neck.
I don't like that move.
No.
And he always just seems like, I don't know.
But the other guys, like Luke Gallows, he has a history of WWE.
Yeah. He was good when he was with CM Punk.
Yeah, so maybe he could be good as part of a faction.
Wasn't he Festus?
Yeah. I think so.
What were we talking about?
The other guys they brought over. Or potentially are going to bring over.
I don't know his name, but the actual Japanese guy from New Japan. I've heard amazing things about him.
I know Daniel Bryan really wants to wrestle that guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm all for him.
And then Carl Anderson, is that his name?
Yeah, I don't know shit about him. I don't know anything about that guy. I don't know. I've seen some of the Bullet Club stuff, and I think it's cool. But unless they were doing like a full-fledged invasion thing, I'm not into it. And I'm just not. I mean, maybe AJ Styles is going to come in heel, and he'll be heel, and that'll give me a reason to root against him. Because right now I'm rooting against him.
If he came in as heel, and he did a good job of it, though, you might actually start to like him.
I know. Hey, you know what? I can be swayed. I can be turned. I'm totally fine with that. Totally fine with that.
That's true.
Make your case.
Yeah.
But just, I don't know. I just don't want it to be TNA's. I'll tell you this, though. I'll tell you this much. I do like that it's a New Japan infusion as opposed to a TNA infusion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's anything. And TNA needs the men's division needs a kick in the pants.
Yeah.
So
you mean NXT?
NXT. What'd I say? TNA?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about them. I don't give a shit about them. Yeah, they could use a kick in the pants.
Yes.
It'll be interesting to see if this will spill all those players into the main roster.
Eventually, I think it will.
I just want to see, look, all I care about at this point, I want to see Asuka on main roster. I love Asuka. Love her so much.
Anyway. She's very good.
It's time for Kayfabe Corner.
Uh-huh.
What is Kayfabe Corner, Larson?
It is only the greatest pro wrestling trivia challenge there is. 12 names, 6 real, 6 fake.
Yeah.
And I'm on the hot seat.
You are on the hot seat today. There is a theme.
Is it Bullet Club?
No, that would have been a good one, though.
I know.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? today's theme is, you know me, I just like those old territories. I like the old territories. So I looked up Smoky Mountain. I couldn't find anything about Smoky Mountain. That was really interesting. So I went to USWA, and there's a lot of names on there that I ain't never heard of.
Okay.
So, 60s are real, 60s are fake.
Uh-huh.
And then they got 2 bonus questions about the USWA.
Okay.
All right. I like that I put my bonus questions on here, but I didn't answer them. Let's see if I can. Oh, I can't remember them. Okay, I do know. Okay. Number one. Mike Samples.
Real.
Very good. Number 2. Downtown Bruno.
Fake.
Real. Number 3. Spellbinder 2.
Oh, that's a good name.
I like that.
Real.
Fake.
Ooh, that's a good name. Good job.
There was a Spellbinder 1.
Oh, okay.
There was never a sequel.
So I got 1.
Chocolate Ice.
Real.
Fake.
Okay.
Should be a real name.
That is a great
Somebody
name.
Should take that name. Max Leather.
You've had 3 fakes in a row, though, so I gotta say that's real.
That's fake!
You've put 4 fakes in a row?
No, there are 3 fakes in a row.
Oh, okay.
Downtown Bruno is real.
Oh, sorry, yeah, okay. So I still have 1.
Okay. There goes your perfect score.
Yeah, whatever.
Flex Cavana. Cavana? Flex
real.
Cavana. Yeah, real. It's because I stumbled over the name. Cowabunga.
Fake.
Real. Master D.
Real.
Fake.
I think I said real for all of them but one. I'll just get six right. Can I just say real
now? I'm making
now?
Sure I've got the right knee. I got the right amount. Mad Mags.
Real.
Fake.
That's okay, that's all your fakes at least.
No, it's not. Cowabunga 3.
Real.
Fake.
I'm just going with the all reels.
Cowabunga 2.
Real.
Very good.
That's 3.
Christmas Creature.
Real.
Very good.
That's 4.
Okay.
There should be one more.
No, that's it.
Okay. We got 4? Jeez.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 reels and 6 fakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I lost track.
I went real, real, fake, 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 real, fake, real.
Okay.
First bonus question.
Okay.
The USWA closed in 1997. Who was their last world champion?
1997.
And it's nobody you would think would be world champion in 1997.
Primetime Brian Lee.
No, but he was part of USWA.
I know.
I was hoping it was him, but it's not. Good guess. Dutch Mantel. Why was he world champion in 1997?
Wouldn't he have been in his 40s?
At least.
It's weird.
Vern Gagne wrestled up into his 100s.
I know.
So, also, who was their first TV champion?
Primetime Brian Lee.
Oh, you didn't know? The Road Dog.
It's not a good week for me.
Oh, you didn't know? It's Primetime Brian. You didn't know? Xbox.
4.
USW, you've tied me with the worst record.
Although, if cause I said real for everything except one that was real, so I should have got 5, but you only counted 4.
I don't tell you.
I think. Maybe I didn't. I don't know.
I don't know what you did. You got a lot wrong. I know that. Tied for worst.
Okay. I got a whole year to catch up because we're keeping track of all the scores.
Oh, worst of the year.
Get it out of the way early.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, anything else to announce?
I don't think so.
All right, next week.
Yeah, we might start doing these earlier in the week, maybe.
Yes. Do we have confirmation on that yet?
Not yet.
All right, we're going to try to get news. It's funny because news happens a lot. And so, like, this one's going to kind of feel kind of timely because of the Bullet Club and Cena injury.
Yeah.
But in order to get the recap, the Raw recaps, which are usually the springboards for, you know, for news to talk about.
Yeah, and it's searchable.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, business-wise, it makes more sense. We're going to try to get these out a little bit early, but we'll see. Time will tell. Next week, we're going to have our first celebrity introduction.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have our new theme song.
Yeah.
And our title. We're coming up in the world. We might have a set one day.
Production value.
Yeah. How would you feel about... I like talking about this on the show. How would you feel about like this being the set and it being two of us next, kind of next to each other?
See, this is what I think about this.
Okay.
It'll be fine. And then after like 4 weeks, you'll say, hey, I got another idea to do it differently. That's
how long have we done this?
Well, how many...
You should appreciate that.
We've been doing this for a while, but I can think of at least 3 times that you said, hey, we should do it different.
Yeah, I know. Look, do you want me to always be coming with ideas or just be set in our ways?
I think once we find something that works for us, we should be consistent.
I know, but if we're having all the celebrity intros and a new theme song, you wouldn't think it'd be dope to like take this Razor Ramon poster and have also a Primetime Brian Lee poster?
Well, first of all, I'd be very impressed if you found a Primetime Brian Lee poster.
Can somebody out there find us a Primetime Brian Lee poster?
Please.
That'd be rad. I was watching Primetime Brian Lee versus Tommy Dreamer ECW High Incident.
Is that the scaffold match?
Yes. The funniest shit about that is that, because the spot is pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything leading up to that is hilariously bad.
Mm-hmm.
Their cell jobs are so bad.
Well, they don't want to fall off the scaffold.
No, they're not on the scaffold. They're walking around. They're taking a tour of the ECW arena, basically walking around and like no selling everything they're doing to each other. Like literally walk up to like, it was kind of funny. There's a wall and there's like a sheet there's like, it's just, it's a gimmicked hole in the wall, but it doesn't look anything like, it just looks like a gimmicked hole in the wall. And so they, one of them puts their head through it, and then Joey Styles says, "We just fixed that," which is kind of funny. But anyways, it's pretty fun. It's just it takes me back to the 90s. I'm like, I miss the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's going in Raw for now. We got all sorts of stuff planned, including our new set, our new celebrity theme song, and all sorts of great stuff.
All right. Goodbye.
Look, man, just go along for the ride. It'll be great.